Welcome to Idaho Speaks, Idaho's conservative talk show. My name is Ed Bejarana. I created Idaho Speaks to give voters access to conservative ideas. Liberal media and progressive activists are working hard to change Idaho into the next California or New York. Please share these episodes with friends and family, and let's keep Idaho, Idaho. Welcome to Idaho Speaks. 2023 is off to, well, an interesting start. It took 15 votes to elect a Speaker of the House, and the mainstream media outlets lost their collective minds. At first, I have to admit, I was a bit concerned, but after hearing the arguments from the members of the Freedom Caucus, I was okay with the process going the way it did. 20 elected representatives took a stand for something they believed in and held out for a favorable agreement. Is that not how politics is supposed to work? Did we not elect people to represent us and our interests? I am one who believes in consensus building, but I also have a moral grounding such that certain things are off limits. I would never denounce my Lord and Savior, bear false witness to my kin, abandon my family obligations, or eat chocolate cake after 9 p.m. Okay, I'm not a perfect man, but the members of the Freedom Caucus held out for the leverage to force the Speaker of the House to hold fast to conservative principles. They didn't force special favors or noted high-ranking positions. They forced rules that put America first. Media pundits and progressive ideologues will argue for the next several months the Republican Party has lost touch with America. You and I will know if they've made the correct decision. I'm going to guess by Independence Day. History teachers 20 years from now will be the ultimate arbiters of the Republican moves from 2023. But in my opinion, at this time, I prefer to see my elected leaders stand for something. Before going further, I'd like to give a shout out to a loyal listener, Donna Marie. Thank you for your suggestions and continued support of Idaho Speaks. Lots of folks over the last 2 years have helped this production with suggestions and feedback. Donna Marie recently shared with me a desire for me to produce a Monday program with a list of upcoming events as well as commentary on them. So this week's preview is sponsored by Zenith Exhibits, providing professional voiceovers, audiobook production, training videos, and telephone answering system recordings. When your company needs to sound professional, call Zenith Exhibits at 208-209-7170. Call Zenith Exhibits to arrange a free audition session to see how their voiceovers could enhance your company image. This week in Idaho, newly elected representatives are being sworn in and starting their new terms in office. Governor Little will be giving a state of the address, and the legislature will be doing their process. Tune in this Friday to hear from some of the freshman class of 23 and how they feel about the state of Idaho politics. On Wednesday of this week in Kootenai County, January 11th at 5 p.m., the Airport Advisory Board will be meeting to discuss the new terminal at the CDA Airport. There's been some conflicting reports out whether the meeting's canceled or whether it's going on. By all intents and purposes, as I understand it, Wednesday, January 11th at 5 p.m., the meeting will proceed. Stay tuned for more information on that one. This is a pretty big deal because a China company or a company out of China is trying to build a terminal on that land. So it's an important local issue. Now, the city council for the city of Aberdeen, their meeting is on Tuesday the 10th at 7 p.m. Now, I'm a little rattled on this one because there's not much on the agenda for this small rural town, but I bring it up because as voters, our elected representatives only know our wants and wishes if we take time to share them. On the agenda for Tuesday is a customer service policy. In silence, elected representatives make the best decision possible. But sometimes those decisions are, well, actually made by unelected staff members and rubber stamped by the politicians. Voters in Aberdeen, this is your chance to make sure the city provides the customer service you desire and not the service that, well, pencils out best on the budget. Now, voters in American Falls, Idaho, you have a beautiful city website. Did you know it does not list any city council meetings? None. Now, Mayor Rebecca Sorensen, you have a nice bio and the nine-hole golf course in your city sounds great. But does your city council meet? If so, does public meeting laws not apply in American Falls like they do everywhere else? I'll reach out to Mayor Rebecca and report on happenings in America Falls in the future episode. But here is a note for the listeners of Idaho Speaks. If your city has reached the point where they don't even publish the city council meetings, then the situation might be really, really bad. Now, also on Tuesday the 10th, the Boise City Council is meeting. Now, here is a full agenda. There are 34 resolutions on the agenda for a vote. There are also four rezoning issues on the public hearing docket. Very often, voters feel the big cities don't need the common voters' attention. My suggestion is the opposite. The big cities have budgets to do things, and those things can happen fast, often before anyone really understands the full ramifications. With Idaho being one of the fastest growing states in the union, redoing or rezoning and adding new subdivisions are popping up like crazy. Without the new housing, real estate costs skyrocket. With the increased housing, crime and taxes skyrocket. As a voter, it is up to us to stay engaged. With the big cities, you can attend meetings online or via Zoom. While that limits your ability to give public testimony, it does allow for you to hear the information directly. Now, the Boise meeting starts at 6 p.m. Check the city website for Zoom and streaming links. I'll include the link to the website in the show notes today. The City Council for the City of Eagle meets on Tuesday as well at 5:30 p.m. The agenda for this meeting is rather interesting. There are 14 items on the consent agenda. Now, what does that mean? The consent agenda is the meeting tool that kind of bundles a bunch of decisions up into one simple vote. If there are no objections, all the items on the consent agenda are passed at once. No discussion necessary. Previous meeting minutes and regular action items are often put in the consent agenda. You know, items like we got to pay the dog catcher and the contract for the lawnmower for the city park. Those are common every year kind of things, and they often just go into the consent agenda. That helps speed things up and get the meeting done faster. Under the public comment section for the meeting, there are zoning issues and zoning ordinance amendment. The agenda outlines the ordinance amendment and includes things like fences, trees, lot size, etc. Now, having served on a city council, I can speak firsthand how many times meetings like this went unattended by the public. If you live in the city of Eagle, these public comment opportunities should not be passed up. Let's talk a little bit about our representative form of government. We elect people to act on our behalf. So they cast a vote and we live with the consequences. I'm not suggesting every decision made by a city council is suspicious, but your city council has the most direct impact on your standard of living and safety. Public comment sections of public meetings are usually restricted to just 2 or 3 minutes in length. It's almost too late to hold something up that is bad for the overall community when it reaches the council agenda. But with a population of over 30,000 people, per Wikipedia, how many citizens have actually reviewed or even know about these ordinance changes that will affect property values and local crime? Over the coming weeks, at the suggestion of my good friend Donna Marie and others who have given similar suggestions, I will do my best to bring you notice of important upcoming meetings. Idaho Speaks is working to give you a voice so the politicians know they are not making decisions in the dark. But Idaho is a big state and Idaho Speaks is a small company. If you know of something coming up that the people of your city need to know about, please call me at 208-209-7170 or email hello@idahospeaks.com. Keep in mind it takes about a week to get an episode researched, written, and recorded. So calling me about an important meeting that's tomorrow, well, that's just too late. At that point, we'll cover the topic in our Friday wrap-up. There are 201 cities in our great state of Idaho. Most of them have city council meetings. Every one of them have taxing districts they are a part of. Idaho Speaks is your opportunity to speak with your elected representatives without the 2 or 3 minute time limitation and public meetings restrict you by. Sometimes we need to rail against the system and howl at the moon. Not everyone is comfortable coming on a talk show and being interviewed. To help with the fear factor, we have set up a call-in number that records your editorial and then emails it to the editorial team for review and inclusion. Here's your opportunity to have your say without worry of back and forth questions and answers. You can call 208-352-6433 and leave a message of length. I don't know exactly how long it will record, but honestly, if you're talking 10, 15, 20 minutes, that's too long. Call me directly. We can talk about it. You don't necessarily need to go on the mic and do Q&A, but this is your opportunity. 3, 5, maybe 7 minutes at length at most. Be direct. Be concise. Be informative. Don't ramble. Our editor's team will research the issue and do our best to include for all of Idaho to hear. One question has come up repeatedly as I've been talking about this new segment. Why should Idaho care about issues in tiny Warm River, Idaho, population of 4 as of the 2020 census? Well, Idaho is great because of all the citizens. Not just the 235,684 people in Boise or the 54,628 people in Coeur d'Alene. Idaho is a state of 1.9 million people, and we should all have a voice our politicians can hear. On Idaho Speaks, Idaho speaks, and politicians listen. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to share these episodes with your friends. God bless you and your family, and have a fantastic week. We've reached the end of the episode, but not the end of the issue. Please share this episode with your friends and family. If you have questions or would like to share your own issues and ideas, visit www.idahospeaks.com and click Share an Issue. Your state, your voice, Idaho Speaks.